Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everybody. Let's do. What is our message for today? Okay. I got pulled directly at seeing a heart. Like, I'm going right into your heart, into your chest. I see. It's kind of fun. The visualizations are very accurate. The outlining of your heart, how it's beating, how it's pumping, some going into it and also asking questions in my head as to why the heart, what I'm looking for, guide me to the area. And I hear the muscle, how it's, they're showing me how it's pumping really hard. Okay. Some of you have been pumping your muscle in your heart very hard recently, and I'm getting pulled to a nightmare. Wow. So you're waking up panicked. You're waking up and your heart's just beating, and you feel the tension in your chest, in your heart, and you're just like, whoa, and you want to grab your chest. Not a heart attack. It is the stress levels that have been increasing during your dreams. And they're like, that's what we need to talk about, is your dreams. Okay. And,
nighttime dreams, just to be super clear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nighttime dreams. And they're,
or sleep they're dreams. Going, it may not be night.
Yep. And they're going into a place where there's a lot of you that are really dealing with your fears when you're sleeping at night. So there's that aspect. But I'm also going into, there's a lot of energies around you, spiritual energies, other people's energies. They're showing me all these people getting almost popped out of their bodies. Likewise, you are essentially, what do we call it? Your spirit is going on some astral traveling experiences at night, okay? And then when you're coming back, you're getting like, it feels like you're getting shoved down. It almost feels like somebody is possibly holding you down, or there's a major fear. Some people have said that they felt like somebody is holding them down. And I'm hearing, no, it's you're coming back into your body. But there's a lot of external energies going on all around, and this is based off of people's fears. So when they have a lot of fear, they tend to disassociate, disconnect at nighttime because they're looking for their truth. They're looking for advice. They're looking for their spiritual connection. They're looking for their loved ones. They're constantly looking. They're constantly looking because they're not looking within. And so sometimes you are doing the same thing, like you're going out there looking, but you're connecting with all these other souls that are always looking. So it can create a big shift when you're coming back into your body, and it can feel heavy. It can feel panicky. They're going back to the heart and like racing feeling. Like you need to tell yourself you're okay. You are okay. You are okay. I'm here. I'm present. I am back. And they're like, now before you go to bed at night, we want you to start setting intentions of what you plan to do at night. Feel like you don't need to leave your body to create the healing benefits that are there. We want you to stay within. So set up, call your angels, call in the loved ones that you would love to have there. Bring them to you. Bring the healing benefits to you. So you can stay within your body, and then you could travel within your physical body in a spiritual form. That is what we want you to start to try to work on. Play with that when you go into your sleep modes next time.
Wow, that's some wonderful advice. I can't wait to do that tonight. I had certain things the last few nights. I went to bed feeling fine and woke up not feeling good for weird and, you know, not like, oh, I have this or that. I was just like, I felt really good last night. This was the night before.
Yeah.
And I am going to do that, Kim, and I'm going to play with how that changes Yeah. Changes my experience here. I hope others will do this in intention before we fall asleep.
Yeah. This is interesting. Super cool.
It is.
Okay. Whew. Everyone take a deep breath and just let it go. Today, a new day to change it up. You're safe at nighttime. Start playing.
And I think we'll have more conversations too about a sense of safety of staying within our own bodies.
Yes. Ooh. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, thank you. All right, until next time.